But we are so thankful that he keeps us on his schedule. And last night he ministered to several of our leaders, volunteers that came in, and we were so blessed to hear him. But one thing he said was, I think I've been coming here for about 6 years now. And it's been much longer than 6 years, Apostle. We were talking the other day because he had knee surgery and had to cancel 1 year. And how long ago was your knee surgery?
Oh, gosh, that's been 13 years ago.
Well, see, and you were coming before that.
Thanks for stretching my
memory. Yes, we're stretching his memory this morning. He's been with us for a long time. Long time, yes. And so we love him and appreciate his ministry to our church and his heart to minister to Apostle Leonard and I. And we just embrace him this morning. Amen. And y'all know he loves to hug, shake hands, pat you on the back. So this has been a time of discipline, he told us. Yes. Time of discipline not to do those things. But we just thank God he's here, and there's no distance in the Spirit.
No distance at all.
No. No distance. And he is going to release a word to us.
Thank you.
And we thank him for it.
Thank you.
Let's give the Lord a praise for Apostle Leon Walters at this time.
Amen. God is so good, so good, so good. Amen. Good here to be in the house of the Lord. And it's just good to be out. I was sharing with pastors, this is my first journey for this many days being out. I've only been out twice. This is the second time. And it's just an honor to get to be here with you and to celebrate this 24th anniversary. Amen. And wow, 1 Corinthians 14 says that, how is it then, brothers and sisters, when you come together, some of you have a psalm, some of you have a song, a hymn, a teaching, a prophetic word. And how many of you really enjoyed that song? I'll tell you, that blessed my heart. Wow. Wow. Amen. I just love to hear the skill and the anointing that is upon the people of God. Amen. And each one of you here this morning are anointed. Our job is to make sure that you identify with the Christ that is in you. Amen. That you identify with the anointing and the gift of God that is on the inside of you so that, amen, you can be effective in your spheres of influence, amen, demonstrating the kingdom of God. Amen. So I'm going to jump into a word, and we don't finish this morning. We'll probably finish this evening. Amen. But I heard the Lord speaking to my spirit about reset. Everybody say reset. It was about 10 years ago in our archives. You'd probably find a message that I'd done, and I'd done it all around the nation, really, on reset. And but in this chapter, in this season, in our nation, you're hearing the word reset. You know, we need to reset the economic. We need to reset the political. We need to reset leadership. You know, we need to reset. And we're also hearing that in the church, amen, that God's bringing us to a place where some things are phasing out so new things can phase in. And, I have not seen this COVID and pandemic as just, a thing of destruction, even though there's been, a lot of casualties, but in change and war, there are casualties. And a heart goes out to all the families and even those that are online that have lost families to this COVID-19, amen, that God is going to refresh you, and God is going to bring a peace to those that have lost loved ones in our city and all those things surrounding us. But God promised us in Romans 8:28 that he would work even the negative things that it looks like it's working against us, he would actually work that together for good. Amen. And I believe that God, is shifting some things, and we're in critical mass right now in our nation, in our government, and for some, there's a lot of confusion. For some, there's a lot of division. But I believe the word is clear that it should not bring division among us. Look at somebody say, I should not do that. Amen. It should not bring division among us. And you're going to have to stand firm and strong in this season and get yourself positioned to reset. Now, the word reset actually means come back to that original place, your original function, the original thing that God called you to. In Revelation chapter 2, amen, it says to get back to your first love or get back to your first works and begin to strengthen what remains. Amen. Now, how many of you know the church world at large, as well as the marketplace, you know, has been hit hard in this season. And for the first time, you can actually drive through communities and see where there were businesses that were thriving that are no longer existing, and they're not even there. We've had churches that have had to literally close their doors. Some churches moved out of their church and they moved in with other churches. And people have been looking for a way of survival. You say, well, did God fail them? No, God did not fail them at all. It's a time of transformation. It's a time of shift. And sometimes we think everything is going to be rosy, but it's not always rosy. It's challenging. But God said, I will work in the midst of all of that. I'll work it for good. Amen. And so I believe that we must stand strong on the word, amen, and have ourselves positioned and prepared, amen, to hit your reset, amen, so we can launch to a new level in this season, amen. And so I heard God say, reset your focus. Everybody say, focus. Now, when the Lord gave me this word, I was seeing one thing, but as we progressed in the year, amen, God began to show me more the reason why it's a time of that we must reset our focus. So let me just give you a definition on focus real quick. It's the center of interest or activity. It's an act of concentrating interest or activity on something very, very specific. It's the state or quality of having or producing clear visual definition, like light, radio waves, or other energy. It also means to become concentrated into a sharp beam of light or energy, such as a laser light or a laser beam. Now, I believe in January, when Bishop Hammond and myself was here, and I believe the house is almost full at that time, while Bishop was here, but he was also bringing a message on warfare, amen, and he was activating what he called a shout, amen, and bringing everybody to shout at the same time. As a matter of fact, I think we pointed right to the center of the building here, and the whole point was is to get everybody pointed in the same direction, getting everybody to shout at the same time, and getting ready to shout for the same purpose, amen. And we know that when we shout, amen, that it causes things to shift in the heavenlies. Now, we've done that right here in this sanctuary. Well, we've done this also in Fresno, California. And in Fresno, I felt like the Lord gave me a vision or a dream while we was doing this activation. I heard the Lord say that while you are shouting, it is literally boring a hole in the heavens. Amen. So I believe that in January, amen, when we pulled together as one here, amen, that we activated that shout and it literally bored a hole over Elkhart, Indiana, right here from the river. Amen. Jacob had a dream, and his dream was, amen, he saw a ladder, amen, that was set on the earth, and the ladder reached all the way to heaven, amen, and he said that there was angels that was trafficking, amen, with messages to earth and messages to heaven, amen, on Jacob's ladder, amen, and Jacob said these words, I did not realize the place that where I am standing is anointed ground. And all of you need to realize the place where you're seated this morning, the place where you're positioned in the body of Christ, the place that God has you positioned in the kingdom of God. He has you set for such a time as this. Amen. And you are set for effectiveness. Everybody say effectiveness. Amen. And so we saw that hole bored in the heavenlies here. And I heard the Lord say, amen, that when you shouted, it actually set a satellite in the heavens. Amen. Now we have released and activated, amen, with that focus on one thing as the body of Christ all across the nations of the world and throughout the United States. It's been phenomenal in the last probably 6-7 years. The Bishop Hammond has traveled worldwide, amen, with teams to activate a shout, amen, to stir the heavens, amen. And the Lord showed me that every time that you shout and you activate a shout in this house, it activates that satellite in the heavens, which sends signals to every other satellite that has been set around the world. You say, wow, amen. How about the Bible when it says that God will pour out of His glory upon the earth, and the glory of the Lord cover the earth as the waters covers the sea? Have you ever wondered how God is going to do that? Amen. Well, I could just see that glory of God being poured through that portal, not only here at the river, amen, but throughout the nations of the world, amen. Every time that we activate our faith and we begin to shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph, shout unto the Lord with a voice of praise, amen, we are activating that satellite. I want to encourage business people, amen, begin to activate, amen, a fresh warfare in your businesses, in the marketplace, because I believe that this is a time that God wants to give you new favor. He wants to give you new release. He wants to give you new opportunity, and He wants to take you to a new level. Amen. And so begin to activate a shout. You know, the Bible says that God chooses the foolish things to confound the wisdom of men. When I first thought of a shout and just shouting out in the public by myself, I thought, boy, does this feel silly. One time God told me to take my coat off and turn it inside out. And I said, God, this really feels silly. It's totally out of character for me. Amen. But God said, take your coat off, turn it inside out. And then He gave me a prophetic word, amen, that He was going to turn things inside out, and things that were hidden were going to be openly revealed. And so sometimes God will speak a thing for you to do, or an action for you to do, that is actually a prophetic action, and it's God speaking to you to release a word in your sphere of influence or over the place where God has given you authority. Amen. So I encourage you this morning, amen, that this is a time of war, and as we focus together in this season, amen, you're going to see the glory of God. You're going to see how God is working everything together for good in your family, in your business, in your finances, in your community, in your church, and all the places that God has you. He has promised you that He is working it all together for good. Now, I heard the Lord say, refocus, reset your focus from this time forward on the word of the Lord. Everybody say the word of the Lord. And so let me just break that down real quick. Reset your focus on this Logos Bible. Understanding that there's no prophetic word that will supersede this Logos word. I've actually seen people that thought, amen, that their prophecy, amen, was something that God was speaking that is not in the word. If it's not in this word and according to this word, then I would say it's not God speaking. It may be a God, but it isn't Jehovah God. Amen. Why? Because the Bible says that God honors His word above His name. Amen. And so we bring importance to this Logos word. Amen. Now I challenge you by the Spirit, fall in love with this Bible. Fall in love with the word of God. Why? Because in it is every provision that you're going to need. It's every answer that you're looking for. It is the rock of your salvation. It is a lamp unto your feet. It is the vision of heaven. Come on now. It's your eternal plan, your reward. Amen. It's your eternal security in Christ. Amen. What you need is in this Logos word. The Bible says, hunger and thirst after righteousness and all these other things will be added unto you. So this is a time of reset, and you literally have to shift schedules. You have to shift your time. You have to change your sleeping pattern. You may have to change your eating pattern. You may have to change things to find time to fall in love with this Bible. Let me give you a brief testimony. When I was a young man, I was raised in a, you might say, with an abusive father. My father was more absentee, and he was abusive. And for Merle Leon Walters, that is my full name, he just had a hard time accepting this young man. I was the 11th of 12 children. And so my father, you know, abused me through beatings and through abandonment and all of those types of things, and through harsh, harsh, harsh languages, to where, you know, if anybody hollered at me or said anything loud at me, I would cower in a corner or go hide in a closet, amen, because it meant, you know, more pain was going to come, amen, through a loud or a hollering voice. But I went through that season, and it affected me to where I had a learning disability. And so my heart goes out to children that have learning disabilities, that have been in homes or situations where they have actually shut down because of abuses in their life. And so by the time I was 18 years old, I could not read, and it was such an embarrassment to me, because as I noticed as I got a little bit older, that not being able to read was, you have to be able to read to be able to fit into the public, into society, and get your mail, right? So, amen. Not only could I not read, I couldn't write my name. And every time that I tried, it caused a trauma or a fear in me that caused me to cower and hide. But God touched me when I was 18 years old, amen, and I picked up the Bible and I just began to read. And so I've been reading the Bible. This is my favorite book. I fell in love with this book. Now I read a lot of books. I write forwards on books. As a matter of fact, I've written a book that we have out in the lobby. Amen. And God's brought me to more healing in all of that area. But my point is that I fell in love with the Bible. Amen. And God opened this word to me. There's some of you listening to me this morning. You need to fall in love with this Logos word. Amen. And you need to read it. I found myself, you know, just, God, how can I get this word more planted into my spirit? Can I lay it on my chest and maybe quick copy it into my spirit? Have you ever just got so hungry, amen, for the word of God? You're looking for a way to get this word in, this word of understanding, and this word of revelation, amen? And so I'm hearing the Lord say, reset your focus on the word of God, on this Logos word, amen, because everything that you will experience will come back, amen, and must align with this prophetic word. I believe that as we are progressing in this chapter of life, in this season in America and the nations of the world, it is going to be more necessary for you to be able to discern true and false than any time of your life. Because for everything that is real, there is a counterfeit. And the counterfeit will look so much like the real. The Bible says that if it's possible, even the very elect would be deceived and would fall away from the truth of the word, and they would be following a false word. You need to be so in love with the Bible, amen, that when the false arises in any manner, amen, you automatically identify with the false because, amen, you have this Logos word in your spirit. Amen. And then I heard the Lord say, amen, I want you to focus on the Rhema word. Everybody say Rhema. Amen. I know we teach on these things, but I know it's also good for us to be reminded of these things according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 14. It's necessary that we be reminded of these things. But the Rhema word, amen, is that word of revelation. Everybody say revelation. It's that word of revelation that comes from this Logos word that ignites a fire in your spirit. Come on, you can be working through a trauma, you can be working through a situation or a crisis in your life, and read the Logos word, and God will speak to you a Rhema word out of that word. Come on now, that will ignite a fire on the inside of you, and you'll see your faith go to a new level, you'll see your decree go to a new level, and your eyes will get to witness, amen, a miracle turnaround in your life. You need the Logos. You need the Rhema word of God. And I'm decreeing over the river this morning and into this next chapter, amen, going into this 25th year, amen, that this is going to be a time, amen, that heaven is going to open up over you, and the word of God is going to come so alive, amen. People are not going to be drawn just because of our atmosphere. They're not going to be drawn just because of the program driven. They're going to be drawn because of the word of God, because of the power of God, because of the demonstration of the Holy Spirit, amen, because they can have a real identity in who God is. Come on. They're not going to be here for a moment. They're going to be here because they hunger and they thirst after righteousness. And God said, if you hunger and thirst after righteousness, all these other things will be added unto you. Amen. So God is bringing me to even a new level of focus on the Word. But to begin to hunger for that rhema Word of God. They say a rhema word, amen, is like taking a cup of water out of the ocean. The ocean being the Logos Word and the cup of water being the rhema Word. Amen. When God gives you that rhema Word, it will bring a refreshing into your spirit and it will build a confidence and a hope and a promise on the inside of you. Then I heard the Lord say, I want you to reset your focus on the prophetic Word. Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Amen. Be in love with this Logos Word and it will establish you. Amen. It'll be the rock of the foundation of Jesus Christ in your life. Amen. But he also said, believe your prophets and you will prosper. I can remember the first prophetic word that I received. It was actually in 1979. I transitioned from the Pentecostal movement. Amen. I had about a 10-year gap between the Pentecostal movement and the charismatic movement. And so in 1978, I had an angelic visitation and God shifted me out of the marketplace and then shifted me into the ministry call that I had when I was, 10 years before that. Amen. But I had a 10-year gap there, amen, where I was almost lost connection because I was hidden away in the marketplace in my pain. Amen. Once again, afraid of people, and I become a workaholic in the marketplace. Amen. But it was in that time, amen, that God began to speak to me, amen, through the mouth of the prophet. Listen, now I had heard corporate prophecy. I had heard, presbytery, ministering prophetically. But I had not heard somebody just prophesy and speak a word of the Lord into my life. So the first time that I received that prophetic word, it ignited something in me, amen, that caused me to fall to my knee. And it unlocked a vision and a dream on the inside of me. And I have discovered, Dr. Janet, that as I've prophesied across the nation and the nations of the world, I've been so honored, so blessed, amen. But as I have prophesied, I've seen people weep and cry and so many demonstrations of the Spirit when people hear the prophetic word of the Lord. And I ask God a question. I said, God, what is it that gets people so excited about hearing a prophetic word? He said, because I'm speaking vision to them, I'm speaking purpose to them, I'm speaking identity to them, I am speaking a hope and a promise to them, come on now, that they have just been going through the course of life, been going through the motions of life, and my word is activating life in their spirit, and when it connects, come on now, it begins to open new doors of opportunity. Come on, I just decreed the prophetic word of the Lord over the river. Come on now, that this will be a place known where people can come far and near. And if they have ears to hear, the voice of the Father is here. The voice of the Lord is here. Come on now, the prophetic word is here. And when people come, they will be filled. They'll be excited. Come on now. And vision will be activated in their spirit and they'll be world changers. Come on. Come on. I see this for this house, but God said that I want you to reset your focus on the Logos Word, on the Rhema Word, and on that prophetic Word. Why? Because that Word, amen, will cause you to prosper. Say prosper. Amen. That's just not talking about money in your bank account. This is favor with people. Amen. This is favor with position. This is favor in the earth. This is favor in the kingdom of God. This is favor in your body. This is favor in your dream. This is favor in your family. Amen. That word of the Lord, amen, begins to activate the favor of God upon your life. And then I heard a fourth thing. I heard the Lord say, I want you to reset your focus on that intimate word of the Lord. You say, what is an intimate word? Well, an intimate word of the Lord is when you get alone with God and you're in your prayer closet and you're in your Logos, the Logos Word, your Bible, and all of a sudden God begins to speak just to you. out of all the ministry, there is something about the intimacy with God and that personal place with God that transforms your life and it transforms everything around you. Seek the words of prophets and seek that rhema word of the Lord and seek the understanding of that logos word. But find that place of intimacy with God. I was in my prayer time, it's been 2 years ago now, and while I was praying, I was just crying out to God and I heard God speak to me, "I want you to have another prayer time." Okay, if I was just telling you my lifestyle, I'm busy praying all the time. If I go to the store, I'm praying when I get my change. Most of the time, I forget to pick up what I went in to buy because I was praying and I walked away and left it. Anybody ever done that? I'd done my part. I paid the bill. That was it. I found it on the shelf. That was all I had to do. Amen. But I was in my prayer time, but I pray all the time. But God said, "I want you to pray some more." And I learned just to listen to God, brother, and just say, "God, what are you saying? What do you have in mind?" And God said that, I want you to have an early morning prayer. And I was like, "God, early morning is so difficult for me. Normally I don't get to bed till very, very, very late, sometimes 2 and 3 in the morning." And I said, "Well, what do you got in mind?" He said, "Well, I'm thinking 6 o'clock. And I was like, 6 o'clock? You know, at my age, I said, "God, you know, can we move that to like 8? But we come into agreement 6 o'clock, and God wanted me to come into a prayer time at 6 o'clock. And so I just begin to inquire of the Lord, "God, what are you asking from me? What are you wanting from me?" And he said, "I want to have intimacy with you. I know what it means to pray. I know what it means to decree. I know what it means to preach. I know what it means to testify. I know what it means to pray for people. I understand all of that." But he said, "In all of that, I want to have intimacy with you. And I don't want everything that you do to supersede that relationship, that fellowship, that one-on-one intimacy with the Father." And so when you get alone with God, there is that personal word of the Lord where God will begin to ignite a fire in your spirit. Amen. He will bring revelation to you and he will begin to heal your identity and he'll put a dream and he'll put a purpose on the inside of you. Well, I believe that we're in an interesting time in the kingdom of God. I know that we're going through a crisis in our nation, but we're also learning to draw closer to God. Why? Because there's nothing in the natural that you can depend on. Nothing in the natural that you can rely on. You must rely on God. Come on, we can't rely on the president. We can't rely on the government. We can't rely on the natural. We must rely on God. Please hear me with the spirit of maturity this morning. That does not mean that you isolate yourself away from wisdom, away from government, away from all the insights that we must have. I am not saying that. I am saying that when you get alone with God, God will put a confidence in you. God will put a boldness in you. God will put a surety in you. God will activate a vision in you. God will release a new dream in you. And he'll activate you into that next phase of your life. And see, I believe that we are like a rocket on a launching pad that is just getting ready to be set. We are just getting ready to be launched as the church. Woo. You know, we've been prophesying for quite a few years now about the church becoming an external church and not just an internal church. You know, get out of the four walls of the church. Guess what? I mean, you know, we've got out of the four walls of the church. I believe that rightly being interpreted, God is not saying that you need to get away from the building or get away from the gathering. You need to get away from the walls that are built in your mind that have isolated you, that have separated you, that has condemned you, that has kept you from being the man, the woman of God that God created you to be. God, I just see those walls like Jericho walls coming down this morning. Amen. A new freedom of thought, a new freedom of faith, a new freedom, amen, of revelation of the Word of God that is going to put a fresh inspiration on your spirit. Look at somebody and say, "This is my time." Come on now. So we've gone through a time in this pandemic when we had no church in the four walls. Guess what? You cannot shut the church down. Come on, we immediately begin to look at all the resources. There's got to be ways to propagate the kingdom. There's got to be a way to express our love. There's got to be a way to touch people. Come on now. And so we begin to get the cameras. We begin to get our telephones. Amen. We begin to take technology. And what we thought we was going to have to spend $50,000 to do, we found it's right there in our pocket. It's right there on our shelf. Come on now. All we have to do is activate it, and your voice can be heard worldwide. God, we're in an exciting time of the kingdom, church. Come on now. When the glory of the Lord is beginning to pour out. Amen. And God said, I'm calling you to a new chapter, to a new season of activation, for a new season of preparation. Amen. Be a demonstration of my kingdom. Look at somebody say, God's talking to you. Amen. So we're in that special place right now. Amen. That God has called us into. He said, though, reset your focus on the Word of God. Reset it on that Logos, the Rhema, the prophetic Word, and that intimate Word, amen, through intimate relationship with the Father. Now, I sense that there's going to be many distractions. Let me just tell you, in January, actually December, when I heard this Word, the distractions, my idea of distraction possibly at that time was much different than they are today. And you know, we've had a lot of distractions. You know, to try to get you off focus, to try to get you, you know, cornered, to try to get you away from what you're familiar with or what you know, to try to rob you of your confidence, of your faith, of your boldness. There has been distractions, amen, that have shut businesses down, that have shut families down, it has shut churches down. There has been distractions that's brought division in governments and in the minds of people. But God said there will be many distractions to try to get you off of focus. Everybody say focus. Remember that fine laser beam, amen, that cuts sharp into the airways, cuts right sharp, amen, into the area of the call of God upon your life. I heard the Lord say you will have to be determined to keep on track with what you know as a directive from the Holy Spirit. In other words, you're going to have to know what you know. It's more important for your identity and your relationship with God and understanding that today than any time of your life. Why? Because there's more deception in the world than any time of your life. Come on. And distractions will try to rise on the right and on the left. And you have to know who you know. You have to know God, not just as God, but you have to know Him as Father. You have to know Him as Lord. You have to know Him as King of Kings. You have to know Him as Jehovah Jireh. You have to know Him as Jehovah Nishi. You have to know Him as Jehovah Rapha. Come on. You have to know Him as your healer, as your deliverer, as your provider. Distractions will try to separate you from your identity and the very thing and purpose that God has called you to be and to do in your life. So everybody say reset. I said this. I don't know, did I say that in this book or not? I don't know, but it's another book. But anyway, when you reset something, you know, it reactivates the object. I have never been so happy in my life, you know, that when I begin to understand reset buttons. Reset buttons have not always been. But now they have resets on your washers, on your different appliances, you know, and all of those things. You know, and we have a way to reset in the natural. But ask yourself this question, Dr. Janet, what is my reset? How do I reset Apostle? How do I reset, you know, Pastor Ben? How do I reset, amen? I better not get into names. I'll make a mistake. But reset my brain. But how do you activate your reset? So I'm just going to challenge you. Get in touch with your reset. My reset is in prayer. My reset is in decreeing. My reset is in quoting the Word of God. My reset is in song. My reset is waving my hands before the Lord. My reset is being a demonstration, come on now, and breaking out of any limitations and breaking out of any, come on, that I can experience a spirit of freedom in the things of God. That resets my spirit. It ignites a fire on the inside of me. It activates a faith on the inside of me. It says, Apostle Leah, down. You can do it. You can go it. You can fulfill it. Come on now. You can redeem it. You can keep. Amen. You can succeed in it. Come on now. And when I begin to worship the Lord with all of my heart, with all of my mind, with all of my strength, it resets my spirit. You need to find your reset. And I'm telling you, when hard times come and when pressures come, when opposition tries to come, you don't come in agreement with it. Come on, you get into agreement with the Word of God. You get in agreement with that Holy Ghost power that is on the inside of you. You don't cower and go hide like I did when I was a little boy. Come on now, I'm not that little boy anymore. Come on now, I arise bold as a lion. Come on, I begin to decree the Word of the Lord. Why? Because I know my identity in Him and I am positioned in Him. And He is my righteousness. Get familiar with your reset. Some people, the reset is in song. They just begin to sing. And when they begin to sing, it ignites a fire on the inside of them. Come on now. All of a sudden, they see the waves begin to recede. And they see the wind stop blowing. And they begin to see through different eyes. And they begin to see another perspective. Find your reset. Mine is in shouting. Mine is in decreeing the Word of God. Mine is in prophesying. I begin to prophesy to the airwaves. Come on now. I'm not going to come in agreement with pandemic. Pandemic is happening. It is happening in the world. But greater is Christ that is in me than the pandemic. Come on now. And I have to see that side of the kingdom. Yes, be obedient to the laws of the land. And let's be a demonstration. Amen. Let's be a witness to other people. Because they must do that. And you need to do that. Amen. But know on the inside of you, greater is Christ that is in me than he that is in the world. Come on now. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. My barns will be filled full and my fields will prosper. Come on now. Wow! I'll be blessed on my going out and I'll be blessed on my coming in. Why? Because He is my healer. He is my deliverer. He is my transformer. He is my joy. He is my peace. He is my excitement. Come on now. And when I begin to hit that reset, I'm telling you, things begin to recede. The enemy has to back off. Wow, come on, whenever I begin to decree the blood of Jesus, and I call down the blood of the Father, come on now, I'm telling you, you put the devil on the run. Everybody say reset. Come on, we're in a time in America. You know, we're looking at the natural reset. Well, I'm decreeing to the church must reset so that America can reset. Because America could reset in a wrong direction. Look at somebody say, we need God. Stand with me for just a moment. Amen. And we'll be back here tonight. And I want to pray a prayer with you. I do have a limited number of these books back in the foyer. They normally sell for $15. And I marked them down to $13. Amen. And if somebody here, you just don't have money or no way of buying a book, I would donate it to you. Amen. But you might want to get a copy of this book in this season, Unity's Power as One. And I cover a lot of just life experiences in there, amen, of how the enemy tries to isolate you or tries to abandon you or to get you on the side. But God's calling you in for such a time as this. People online with us, amen, hear the word of the Lord, amen. I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer after me. Father God, we thank you for all that you are. We thank you for your kingdom. And that you're no respecter of persons. There's not one greater among us. We are all great in you. You are the good Father. And I desire to activate my spirit. To be able to see with your eyes. To be able to hear with your ears. To be able to respond with your faith. Paul said, the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Father, all that we do, all that we have, and all that we will do is by the faith of the Son of God. Father, I thank you that you're my healer, you're my deliverer, you're my salvation, you're my hope, you're my dream, you're my destiny, and I love you with all my heart. In Jesus' name, give the Lord a praise offering, can we? Amen. Just give a clap of praise unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good.
Thank you, Apostle Lee.